Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
So, dude finds out daughter isn't his. He'd been lied to for years. He goes, my child became sick. My wife is also pregnant with our second child. Doctor says it's genetic. What's going on with our daughter, who is 8 years old? He gave us the results separately, and I thought that was kind of bizarre. Because I'm clearly not her biological father. That's how. I mulled over the notion ever since. I've been operated on. Oh, he says he's been operating on autopilot.
Yeah.
And it's eating him alive on the inside. Janine goes on without a care in the world. Meanwhile, she's hid this infidelity from me for 8+ years. 8 years. I've been certified dad of the year to Emma. Taught her how to write.
Yeah.
Taught her how to ride a bike. She loves cars because I do. But the reality is, she's not my blood. I need to have clarity on this matter, though. The truth, unbeknownst to Janine, I started the process of a DNA test on myself. They got a rapid one, right? One of those fast ones, expedited, 48 hours.
You just pee on it and then you just sit there.
And then he found out Emma is 99.9% not his child.
So you're saying there's a chance?
Now I'm left with all these questions, and only one person can answer them. So Emma. Basically, there was some sort of thing that the daughter had, right?
Yeah.
It was a genetic thing, and the doctors are like, no, it's genetic.
Uh-huh.
And the wife doesn't have it, right?
Okay.
It doesn't run in her family. And the husband doesn't have it, and that's when he's like, whoa, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
She's got this condition. Nobody in any of our family says this.
Right.
So that's why he got a little suspicious and got the DNA test.
Yeah, she just needs to say that Zeus impregnated her.
And now, he goes, secretly. Now I have all these questions only one person can provide the answers to.
And that's Jesus.
I am so incensed that I can't fathom confronting her at that point. So he said it just ruined his life. It just kicked his ass.
I couldn't imagine.
He says, you know, this is obviously the end of his marriage. Mm-hmm. There's no way that they can reconcile this.
I would disappear. I would become a homeless person and just fall off the face of the earth. I really would.
So what's
like
the...
if I found out 8 years after the fact that my kid wasn't actually my kid, I'm telling you, I'd pack up and you would never see me again.
What is the
I think I just would go live in the woods.
Punishment for this. This dude was bamboozled for 8 years thinking
her punishment is raising the kid by herself, being a single mom.
Well, I want to know
She doesn't get to claim the kid on taxes. That's it.
1-855-FU-BILLY.
She doesn't get no Biden bucks. That should be her punishment, in my opinion.
So what do you think? All right, John, what do you think the acceptable punishment is for a woman that has lied to a man for 8 years, claiming that that's his child, knowing, full well knowing that's not his kid?
No stimulus checks.
Okay, no stimulus checks. Okay, you're just biting off his Biden bit.
No, I'm not.
All right, what do you got?
Yeah, that's exactly what it did. There should be some kind of like liar support. Like he gets money for the past 8 years of this, for all the lies that he's been told.
I mean,
yeah, that would be.
I think
restitution.
Yeah, exactly.
A year in jail is pretty good.
A year in jail just seems.
I know
so
they
heavy.
Won't that's because she's much. Pregnant with a child. But yeah. I mean, what's a bigger lie?
I mean, I understand what you're saying. You're calling it fraud.
It's 100% fraud. You would go to federal, if you committed fraud, you go to the federal penitentiary.
Yeah, and am I not a citizen of the U.S. government?
Like, what the hell? What is a good punishment?
That's what I am.
We go to Carlos the plumber. What's up, Carlos? What do you got, buddy? Carlos.
Yeah, Carlos the plumber, man. Heck yeah, dude. I want to say something about that that guy getting lied to for 8 years.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm waiting for you to say it.
Oh, you're waiting for me to say it?
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you're live on the air right now, bud.
Oh, geez, man, that was quick. Heck yeah, dude, so, like, punishable by death.
Death, all right, he's calling death, behead her.
Wow, no. We thought jail was a bit over the top.
All right, All right, let's go to Rufus Banana. Rufus, what do you think, dude?
Hey, man, one of my great friends, he raised his two kids, you know, got divorced, put them through college, did everything like that, and they did that 23andMe deal and found out that neither one of them was his.
Oh, God.
And he committed suicide.
Oh, my gosh. Insane. See, don't you think that she
that
should be...
That was his whole life. I mean, with their kids.
His whole life was just a lie.
I do feel bad for him.
I mean, but, okay.
I also feel bad for the 8-year-old.
But I also feel bad that he didn't get to carry on his family lineage because he was lied to. And you think about that. So this guy believed that his family was going to carry on with his loins, his genes, his wiener. It's his wiener that made those babies. Mm-hmm. And then it's probably too late for him, right? He's, you know, because you guys are old. So he's not going to... He killed himself.
Yeah. Wow.
Man, that is sad.
That is so sad.
But you understand, he probably felt so terrible. Yeah. His whole life was just a scam.
Oh, he felt betrayed in the
beyond
worst
belief
way possible. Yeah.
And paid for these people.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, Mark? Mark. Bark.
Yes.
Mark? Yeah, go ahead, bud.
Shark.
Yeah, I was calling about that.
Yeah, I know.
Guy,
you're on the air.
Yeah, you're live on the air, bud.
I think it's a little bit more difficult than what
story really sucks.
Man. Yeah, no, I understand. Keep talking.
Right.
I mean, at this point, it's more
about the
kids. Because
another
kid's coming out of the way.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Speaking of marriage.
Good call. Yeah.
Totally
understand.
This should go in the Hall of Fame.
Wow.
That story really sucks.
Man. Well said, Mark. We're so glad we took your
call.
Well
said. You're very articulate, Mark. You should
really
think about writing a book.
What's up, Carrie? What do you got, Carrie?
Hey, guys. You got to think about the 8-year-old. It sounds like he's absolutely in love with her and adores her.
See, I hate that. I hate that. See, this is the spin zone. Let's think of the children's spin zone.
I like
it's
it.
It's not the kid's fault. Let's think
though.
Of the child.
I mean, it
isn't
the kid's fault.
It's not the dad's fault either.
I know, but it's a legit point. Think about the kids.
And he's got another baby.
Oh, my gosh. Lady, you cannot.
There's another baby.
You can. Do it, lady.
No, you're really.
Go, lady.
I'm sorry. It's like, okay, then think of the kid. That kid is going to be raised by a monster that lies.
Yeah.
Right? Think about that. That mom is a big fat liar, and you're going to just let that parent raise the kid?
No, she is a big fat liar, and he should probably get with the queen and divorce her.
Oh, yeah, he needs a divorce.
Give up on either one of his kids.
I you know what? It's not his kid, though. You know what I mean? I know he raised
it. Is it, though?
It's not his kid. It's not his
child.
It's not his child. He
just found that out, but his kid thinks he's his kid.
Yeah, but how many of those really work out where the kid still wants to hang out? Oh, you're not even my dad.
I don't know.
The only daddy knows.
I really don't know.
I know. I feel bad for the 8-year-old because the 8-year-old was lied to also.
Yeah, I feel really bad.
What's
the
worst lie to a kid than telling him, oh, yeah, that's your dad?
Well, how do you explain that to
a
kid?
And you know that's not.
Yeah. I mean, that mom is so screwed.
What's up, Cassie? What do you think?
Oh, my God. You guys act like this is the worst thing. You're so stupid.
What do you mean we're stupid?
You guys need to get over it. This guy has been raising this child for 8 years.
Yeah.
Suck it up and be a dad. Who cares if
he has been a dad, even though he wasn't?
Who cares if she cheated 9 years ago? Move on and be a dad to the child.
Well, I think he probably cares because he's been raising this kid that's not his. 99.9% not his kid.
Yeah.
And he just supposed to suck that up and just eat that lie.
Yeah.
Everything that I've heard from these men is just ridiculous. Like, They need to be a dad to the kid.
Oh my God.
Suck it up.
Why do people act like DNA doesn't matter?
No, it only matters in criminal cases.
That's it. That's it.
Nobody
but now
died.
It doesn't matter when it's this. When it's this lie, it doesn't matter.
Oh, it's just
it's
DNA.
Not really that big of a deal.
It is a big
it's
deal.
Not that big
it's
of a
huge
deal.
How is it not a big
crime.
Deal?
It's a huge deal.
Nobody died. It's not a crime to do that.
Nobody died, but somebody died on the inside.
Yeah.
And actually, we just took a call from Rufus. Somebody did die.
You are committing fraud.
Well, that guy needs to grow a pair. And he's feeling sorry for himself instead of thinking about the kid. Oh, okay, I'm just going to bail out of being a dad because of this child of 8 years is not mine? It's ridiculous. I listen to these guys act all judgy about a woman lying about who the dad is. They're just being insecure. Men need to do what's right for the baby.
The man should do what's right for him, and he was lied to.
Yeah.
And that's
not his fault.
That lie is the burden on the mom who lied
to
the kid. He did nothing wrong in this situation.
Yeah.
Right? The burden is on the mom. The mom's going to have to explain, like, hey, why is dad not around anymore?
Yeah,
what happened?
Why did dad leave me after 8 years?
How is mom just get away with it scot-free? And then this guy has to just bear all this responsibility just because he's been there based on a lie.
Well, then the mom's going to say your dad was a little bitch and he couldn't handle it.
You mean your not dad was a little bitch?
Right.
It's what you're supposed to do. It's like the man thing to do. Men that don't.
No, the man thing to do is to divorce her.
Yeah. None of my stepdads ever stuck around, and I never held it against them because they weren't my dad. You know what I mean?
I think the kid would even be like, I understand why he left because you lied.
Right.
Oh my God. Stop crying about not being the real father. Nobody feels bad for you. Nobody cares. Even court. Do not care. They don't care. It's just time to put your big boy pants on, swallow your pride, and be a daddy.
Okay.
You know why there's no repercussions for lying to a man about being the real father?
Because the courts are sexist. Why?
It's not a crime.
It's not a crime yet.
Sexist.
But if we get some good lawmakers and make it a crime, make it punishable, then maybe it wouldn't happen so frequently.
No,
maybe.
Never happen, though.
What?
It'll never happen.
No woman has gone to jail for lying about the father.
Not yet.
It's not going to happen because they're not going in a way of holding people accountable for things. Like, that's not the MO now.
Let me see, Victoria.
Yeah, but...
What's up?
What's up, Victoria? What do you think?
I think that she's probably a manipulator and she's probably lied to a bunch of people, too. But what she's not getting is that she's telling him to just suck it up and his mental health isn't
He should just suck it up, put on his big boy
pants.
That's
crazy.
Right? And just be daddy.
Exactly. Why is it so hard?
Because it's not his kid. His whole relationship
is
based on a lie.
You have no clue.
What about the kid? That's on the mom. The mom shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, the kid's going to be fine.
The kid will be fine.
So just forget about the kid because his ego is hurt and he just fails as a dad that he's been for 8 years.
What about him? Maybe he wants to go.
Kid's going
to
be a little traumatized, but that's mom's fault.
It's not the dad's fault.
No. A dad shouldn't have to deal with that. And how good of a dad is he really going to be if he sticks around? He has to want to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
He shouldn't be forced in any way.
Oh, my God. It just makes men sound so incredibly weak to me. Like a man crying over something like this. Women cheat. Your wife, who you married to, she probably cheated too. I mean, he's the father. I hope they force him to pay child support. If he decides to divorce her, he should pay child support.
Why should he have to pay child support?
That doesn't make any sense.
Because he spent 8 years being a dad to this child. He can't just bail.
He should be allowed to.
He's going to have to pay it, and that's the worst thing.
He won't have to pay it.
He will.
His name's on the birth certificate.
Yeah, and he's been around for 8 years. You know the judge is going to make him pay it.
That's insane.
That's insane.
That's an insane law.
It's insane.
That's That's what a real man does.
Okay.
He mans up, and he's a father to the kid.
This isn't like, we're not living in a village.
Let me go to Don Julio. Yes, Don Julio. What's the point of having DNA then?
Yeah, what's the point of it?
Well, this lady is crazy.
Crazy
I don't know.
Town.
I think she's cucking her husband. Probably all her kids are not her husband. That's why she's on this guy's side.
The whole thing about
being with somebody and having a kid is to do it together. And if she's out there going with somebody else, well, that's not your kid. I mean, I would dump her just like I dumped a kid. Both of them at the same time.
I hate that the kid catches the crossfire in this.
That's my mom, though.
That's on mom. Mm-hmm. It's like my uncle used to tell me in middle school, my mom makes bad decisions who she has sex with.
Yeah.
And it's just like, that's not my fault.
That's not your fault.
But it's also not the guy's fault either.
What's up, Andrew?
Hey, what's up, man? That girl is crazy. I don't know what the hell this world's coming to. All these girls are so messed up in the head. Same.
Wanted her to do a sexual act.
I don't think he was talking about that.
But yeah. I don't know.
It sounded like he wanted her to do a sexual act so she wouldn't have children.
I thought he was saying, like, she needs to toughen up.
And let's go to Keith. Sure. Yes, Keith.
Hey, what's up, Bill? Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. Thanks for wrecking the podcast.
Hey, man. Hey, I just want to say this girl is hilarious. I just want to throw that out there.
Right. Okay, I see what you're saying.
There's hilarious is, it's like the word for, you know, promiscuous.
Yeah.
Instead of saying that, because promiscuous sounds rude, so mm-hmm. we just say hilarious.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.